verse 3, it says, "And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, 'Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?' And Jesus answered and said unto them, 'Take heed that no man deceive you.'" Deception is on every hand today. Deception is there. So Jesus said, "Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, 'I am Christ,' and deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars." We've got war all around us today. "See ye, be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows." You know, and when these things come upon us, we get all worried. But Jesus said, "These signs are just the signs that my coming is near. You can rejoice because my end, the end is near. I'm fixing to come back. Keep your eyes focused on me and rejoice. But do your job. Keep talking about me. Keep sharing the news. We're just the messengers. We can't make anybody accept the message, but we still got to proclaim it. We still got to proclaim it." So he said, "For many shall come in my name, and you shall hear rumors of wars, but these things must come to pass, and the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows." And then he says, "They shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for mine sake." And, you know, a lot of people sometimes, they forget that when Jesus said he was on earth, Jesus was persecuted. And he said to his disciples, he said, "If they persecute me, they'll persecute you." Hey, serving the Lord, it just comes along as part of the package, you know. Why? Just think of all Jesus did for us. He not only went through all the persecution from the world and from even the religious world, but he willingly died on the cross and submitted himself to all of that beating, you know, and everything they did to him. They plucked out his beard. They beat him. He took 39 stripes. And actually, they hit him 39 times. But what they hit him with was a cat of nine tails. That means every stripe, every time they hit him, he had nine stripes every time they hit him 39 times. That's the kind of beating Jesus took for us. They said by the time he got through, you could hardly recognize him. It said, the Bible said he was so marred. He was so marred that they couldn't hardly recognize him. He did that for us. That's what our sins and our sicknesses did to Jesus. And then we act like he can't meet our needs. We owe him everything. He gave it all for us. He deserves our all. He deserves it. He deserves all of our praise. He deserves all of our life. He deserves all of it. Any persecution we go through, we ought to praise God. do like the disciples. They departed and they praised God that they were counted worthy to suffer for his name. There's going to be some suffering along. If they persecuted him, they're going to persecute us. But that's why it's, he says, endure to the end. Endure to the end. And there's going to be a crown waiting for us. There's going to be a crown. Let your eyes look past what's happening now. To the end. You got a reward. It'd be a reward enough just to make it into heaven to be in Jesus' presence all the time without the devil being there.
Come on.
You know, but besides that, he said, if you give a cup of cold water in my name, you won't lose your reward. You know. We have it so easy sometimes in America. We are the blessed, one of the blessed nations on this earth. Why? Because Jesus said, the nations that bless Israel, I'll bless them. But the nations that curse Israel, I'll curse them. You know, how do we treat God's nation? God took the nation of Israel for his nation. And he says, for those that bless you, I'll bless them. But for those that curse you, he'll turn it back on them and they'll be cursed. So if you want the blessings of God, bless his children, bless his people Israel, and bless the Christian people. And just put your whole focus on God and say, Lord, I give you my life. Because that is where the blessing is. People are having a hard time today and they wonder where the blessing is. But it is in serving God. You know, that's where our safety is. We have a protection around us. People want us to wear masks, you know. And I say, and I don't refuse to, you know, if I go somewhere and they want us to wear a mask, you know, how they used to. But on the whole, I don't take one around with me. But because I'm covered by the blood of Jesus, I've got a mask that just doesn't cover my face. It covers my whole being. He keeps, his angels are encamped around those who fear him. You know, and he keeps us. He's, nobody else can keep us. We are kept. We are preserved. We're not just kept. We're preserved. I love that word preserved because I think of my mama's canon and how, I mean, for like, you know, later we would open those jars and she had canned them a long time before, but that food was still good. And that's what God does for our life. And so he wants to preserve us and he wants to meet our needs. And I think it's about time that we stopped right now and take some of your needs to the Lord.
Amen. What you got for us over there, Sister Tammy? I mean, Sister Tina. No, I called you Tammy. Yeah, let's pray for Sister Tammy. Yeah, let's pray for Tammy. Yeah.
Okay, we've got a couple of updates for some prayers. Little Kylan Duncan from Cheyenne, she was the one, I think they diagnosed her, it was E. coli that was causing all of her problems. She has an NG tube for nutrition now. She had to have another blood transfusion. They're trying to prevent dialysis, and she's been trying to talk. And then we also have an update for Neva's brother, Hubert. The doctor said the brain bleed had been there a month or more, and it is still bleeding. He had surgery Monday to remove the excess blood and has a drain tube to remove additional blood, and he's in ICU. Okay.
Okay. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are sufficient for all things. Lord, we thank you, God, that your power is mighty today. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, and even when you were here, there was no sickness or disease that you could not handle. Lord, you even raised people from the dead and brought them back to life. So, Lord, you are a mighty God, and there's nothing that you cannot do. So, Lord, we lift up these requests, Lord, and we believe and we stand on your word that says, if you should ask anything in my name, I will hear you and I will do it. And, Lord, all we have to do is believe you and stand on your word, and you will perform wonders for us in signs and miracles. And so, Father, we thank you for what you are doing in little Kylan Duncan. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are going to raise her up, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you, God, that Lord, she will be able to get rid of this tube, Lord, and she will be able to eat normally. Father, sometimes I hear that sometimes when people are put on a different tubes and everything, that they never get off of them. But Lord, your power is greater, and you can do that, Lord. We ask you for complete wholeness and restoration in this child, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we ask you, God, that you would touch these kidneys, Lord. Father, we come against this need for dialysis in the name of Jesus. We take authority over these kidneys and we speak to them to come into perfect operation according as they were created to function by the hand of God, that everything in this body would line up and be healed and come into wholeness, Lord. In Jesus' name, we speak to that body to be made whole. Not just to be healed, Lord, but to be made whole in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray, Father, that she would be able to talk, Lord. And so everything that is out of kilter in her body, Father, we call it back into line with your wholeness and your healing power. Lord, and we just thank you for what you're doing for Neva's brother. Lord, and Father, you know all about this brain bleed. And Father, you can go and do what doctors cannot do. Lord, we speak to his complete condition, Lord. Lord, you know what that is. But Father, we ask you, God, that you would raise him up completely out of this bed of affliction that the enemy has afflicted on him, Lord. Sickness and disease are from the devil. They're not from you, Lord. You are the healer of our bodies. You speak life into our bodies, Lord. And so we speak life into him. And we command this brain bleed to be made whole in the name of Jesus. We command, Lord, that every part of his body that is not functioning right, Lord, that it will function in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just thank you, God, that you're able. Lord, he's in ICU, but Lord, you can touch him, Lord, because you can go anywhere. Your presence is anywhere, and you can go anywhere, and you can meet any need. Father, and we thank you for doing it, Lord. We look to you, God, as our greatest healer. We look to you as the source of life. When you made us, Lord, if you made us, Lord, and they used to say, I always think of this, and this is, they apply it to man-made products here in America, and they say to people, when you buy this, if it doesn't function right, don't try to fix it yourself. Send it back to the original manufacturer. So, Lord, you are the original manufacturer of our bodies. And Lord, so we send these bodies back to you today to fix them and to restore them to complete wholeness so that they can function as they were meant to function, and they can bring glory and praise to your name, because Lord, every time you do that, you bring glory to yourself. And so Lord, we ask you to receive all the glory and all of the praise, and we give you all the glory and all the praise, and we point to you, Lord, as the healer of our lives. Lord, it's not just physical things that you can touch us for. You are the healer of every issue of our life, emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually. Lord, the spiritual is the most important thing. And Lord, help us to be made whole in our spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And I have one more prayer request. Pray for Pastor Ed Rather, who had to go to the emergency room yesterday.
Okay. Father, we lift up this servant of yours, Ed Rather, Lord God, that had to go to the emergency room yesterday. Lord, you know his need. You know the issues. You know how the enemy has attacked him. And we rebuke the attack of the enemy off of his life. We take authority over it, and we command him to take his hands off this servant of the Lord in the name of Jesus. And we speak wholeness to him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. And we thank you, Lord, that your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Lord, and we give you praise and we give you glory. Father, you don't just half heal us. You heal us all the way. There was not one person on this earth that you did a halfway job for. And you don't do that today. You finish what you start. And you do a complete work in all of us. And we give you praise, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott is an awesome man of God. They are our sponsor for today. The Refuge Church at New Liberty is located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. If you have any questions, you can contact Pastor Tammy at 580-729-0956. Gateway Church is located at 4772 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Chasten and Brooklyn Music are the pastors, and they would love for anyone to come just as you are and join them for any of their worship services. You can follow them on Facebook at Gateway Church E-City, or on YouTube at Welcome to Gateway Church in Elk City, OK. Service times are: morning worship is at 10:30, Spanish service is at 2, Sunday evening at 6, and then the Bible engagement is at 6:30 p.m. on Wednesdays. They've moved it. And then they have the Bible study at 7 p.m. If you have any questions, you can contact them at 580-225-4646. And if you are new and attend any of the services and mention this ad, you will receive a special gift. So come see and receive what God has in store for you at Gateway Church. We are stronger together. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines establish the boundaries of your life. They don't determine where you go, but they do determine where you end up. They help you slow down when everything else says speed up. They help you think before you say. There are no shortcuts to real success. Guidelines help to navigate you from where you are to where you want to be. Boundaries don't limit you. They protect you.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Barberdice and Ford in Elk City is Western Oklahoma's auto headquarters. The deals are back. We're offering as low as 0.9% financing on Ford Escapes. That's right. And don't forget about all the other vehicle lines with great incentives and low APR options. And we got vehicles arriving daily. Plus, you can custom order any truck or Ford vehicle with all the great savings. That's the Barberdice and Difference, only at BarberdiceandFord.net.
You are tuned into the Hour Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. Our guest for today is Miss Mary Fullerton. Her title for this morning is God is on Our Side. Back to you, Sister Mary.
Okay. Well, we were talking about some of the, about that we're living in the most exciting time of our life because we're living in the time right before Jesus comes back. And we were discussing some of the signs of his coming and that he is on our side and he wants to do us good. He doesn't have, the devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
Come on.
But Jesus comes to give us life and life more abundantly. And he wants to give us good things. He wants to undo the works. He has undone the works of the devil. Jesus died on the cross and undid them all, you know. And he took authority over the enemy and put him under his feet. And because they're under his feet, they're under our feet.
Amen.
You know, and he said, and I give you power and authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. That is Luke 10:19. And so he's given his church power. And so we are to be his witnesses and to go out and spread the word of how we can be ready for his coming. And I just told him a while ago, we're the messengers. We can't make anybody receive the message, but we still are responsible to give it. And he's the one that draws people, and he's the one that they respond to, and he brings them into the kingdom.
Amen.
And he said, but you know, there's going to be just like when I walked here on earth, there's going to be people that don't like what you're doing. And they're going to rise up and they're going to persecute you. So it's just part of following Jesus. You know, we people wonder sometimes why they're going through all this stuff. Well, you know, they did it to Jesus. And Jesus said, if they did it to me, they'll do it to you. And so it just comes along with the territory. But we have to be thankful. And the early disciples, when things happened to them, they departed and they said, Lord, thank you that we were counted worthy to suffer for your name. And I was just telling them a while ago, Jesus said, whatever you do, you won't lose your reward. Even if you just give a cup of cold water, you're going to get a cup of cold. You're going to get a reward for giving somebody a cup of cold water in my name. You won't lose your reward. So I encourage you today, find something that you can do for the Lord today. Be his mouthpiece. Lend him your hands today. Go do something good for somebody. Go visit somebody that's discouraged in the hospital or something, you know. Go talk to your next door neighbor who's going through a hard time. Encourage her. Let her know that there's help out there. God will not leave us helpless. He said, if you call on me, if you seek me, that's what we were talking about a while ago. If you seek me, I will be found of you. When you search for me with all of your heart, I will be found of you. And I will come to your rescue. I won't leave you defenseless in the hands of the enemy. And there is nothing he cannot do. He can move mountains.
Mm-hmm.
He can take us out of any pit the devil has put us in. He can heal all of our diseases. He can give us, he says, those that keep their mind on me, I'll keep them in perfect peace. You know how sometimes the enemy comes around and he tries to scramble your mind? But just put your focus on Jesus and start praising him. And all of those things will disappear. The devil cannot stand the name of Jesus. He can't cross the bloodline. And he can't stand us praising him. So if you do those three things and get in his word and praise him, and take that authority over him. Say, devil, Jesus has given me authority over you in his name. I put you under my feet and you have to leave. I render all of your weapons against me powerless. They're going to drop powerless behind you. They're not going to be able to do what you want to do because I'm a child of God and I got authority over you. And you can't do it to me. Because I'm God's property. And you have to bow. And the word says that at his name, every knee has to bow. And that means especially you, devil.
Come on.
That means especially you. Because he defeated you twice. He kicked you out of heaven in the first place. And then he went to the cross. And that's when he really did it to you. He destroyed all of your works.
Yeah.
You might try. But I have the greater one is in me. And he's more than able to be more than a conqueror. He's made us more than conquerors. So stand up in who you are in Christ. You are a child of the Most High God. And he is on your side. And he will not let the devil rule over you. He will not. But you have to give yourself totally to him. Totally. Not just partial. Totally to him. And he will keep you. He'll be the best life preserver you got.
Amen. You know, I was just reminded of the scene in The Chosen where I don't know what season or episode, but it's the one where Mary of Magdalene, Mary went back to her old way, to the old place that the Lord brought her out of. And she was in that old tavern doing what she used to do.
Mm-hmm.
And God loved her so much. Jesus loved her so much that he sent two of the disciples to find her.
Mm-hmm.
Because he desired her so much. Even though she went back.
Yeah.
Something triggered her and she went back. But Jesus loved her and desired her so much.
He didn't throw us
that
away.
That he sent two of the disciples to find her. And then the two disciples went, and Matthew was the tax collector, sat with her in the scene. And she ended up coming back to the camp where Jesus and all of them were. And she went into where he was at. And she just lowered her head in shame. And told him that she wasn't worthy of him and his love. And then she told him, all I have is a hurting heart, is a heart hurt and broken. But Jesus looked at her and lifted her head up.
Mm-hmm. He used to lift her up.
And said to her, "That's all I ever wanted. That's all I ever want."
Mm-hmm.
So I want to remind you today, no matter where you're at, no matter how many times you've come out, and no matter how many times you went back, I want you to know today that the Lord Jesus only wants your heart.
Yes.
That's it. I want to encourage you today, no matter where you're at, no matter where you've been, and no matter how many times you've come out and went back, I want you to know that that's all he wants. And I encourage you today, if you can do nothing else, speak the name of Jesus with an open heart to receive his goodness and his love. Because I promise you, he loves you and he does desire your heart.
Yes.
Your whole heart.
Yes.
And he desires a right relationship with you. And it took me time to learn, Mary, that Monica, I could not.
That's right.
Could not. But it's when I came to a place where all I had was a broken heart in pieces. And I don't think I had all the pieces to my heart, to be honest. I mean, I don't believe I had all the pieces. But Jesus, when I invited him back into my heart openly, and I opened it for him to move, he directed me.
Yeah.
He made the corrections. He gave me the corrections and then covered me in his mercy and showed me such grace and gave me time to get in line with the corrections that he put on my heart to make.
Yeah. He gives you the power to do it.
I'm not even gonna play with y'all. It's real. It's a daily for Monica. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Sometimes it's minute by minute. Sometimes it's a minute. Sometimes it's an hour, you know. But continually open your heart and allow him to move in it like the garden. Because it is he, his Holy Spirit, that will move through your heart and remove what needs to be removed. He will light it up, mm-hmm. and then he will give you, if you listen, he will give you direction and instruction to remove that from your life. And he is the salve that heals.
Mm-hmm.
No one heals a broken heart like the Lord Jesus. No one. Mm-hmm. And nothing.
Yes, that's right.
Would you like to pray us out?
He takes it all. He takes all of our crud and gives us all of his goodness.
And you know, that's my treasure now.
Yes.
And when Angel's mom, because I used to be a very angry woman, I was very hurt. I was very angry due to hurt, and that became bitterness. And that bitterness hardened my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the Lord is so sweet. He's so sweet. He is the very treasure of my heart now.
Yes.
And to have a bonus daughter contact and ask me, "What's different? You're different. I want what you have."
Uh-huh.
and then to sit with her and explain to her that Jesus is the treasure. Jesus is the reason that I'm not angry and I'm not hurt and I'm not so bitter. And then to tell her, you have your own treasure chest in heaven. And whenever you invite Jesus, because he is the key that unlocks it. Mm-hmm. When you invite the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart and the Holy Spirit moves in your heart, that's when your treasure is unlocked. And there is no shortage of treasure in heaven. And I explained to her, this is my treasure chest. This is my relationship. You have your own. And all you have to do is accept and receive the key, which is Jesus.
Yes.
And then the Holy Spirit in you will unlock the treasure of your chest, your heart, your spirit. And when it's opened, the glory is more precious than silver and gold.
I tell people, God is just waiting to hear from you. And they get this look on their face like, God is waiting to hear from me? From me? He wants a relationship with each one of us. He wants to be best friends with all of us. He wants to be our God, but he wants to be best friends with all of us. He wants to give us his blessing. So he wants to take all of the rottenness out of us and give us his treasures.
Amen.
So.
Amen. Thank you so much, Miss Mary, for your faithfulness in coming the first Tuesday of every month.
Well, you're welcome.
I so look forward to our time together here at this table.
Thank
you. You have
God
been
is
to
faithful.
Yes, he is all the time and in all times, even when it don't feel like it.
Yes.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, and it is the most powerful hour of my day. For myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from our gorgeous sister in Christ, Miss Mary Fullerton. Y'all have a blessed Tuesday, and we'll see you tomorrow.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.